SB 218 by Senator Huff has been pulled at the request of the author. So we're going on to file item two. But before we start, Senator Wilk, let's go ahead and call the roll to establish a quorum.
Senators Pavley.
Here.
Stone. Allen.
Here.
Hertzberg. Hueso. Jackson. Monning. Vidak. Wilk.
Let's call the roll one more time.
Pavley.
Here.
Stone. Allen.
Here.
Hertzberg. Hueso. Jackson. Monning.
Here.
Vidak. And Wilk.
All right. We do have a quorum. We do have an author. So we're hearing one item, file item two, Senate Bill 554 by Senator Wilk relating to Delta levy maintenance. And I'll start off by wishing everyone a happy new year. This is our first committee hearing in 2016, but not our last. Go ahead, Senator Wilk.
Madam Chair, members, 554 will eliminate the sunset for the Delta Levy Subvention Program. The Chair and others know that I think this will probably be the fourth time in my history in the legislature that I've come forward with a request on the Delta Levy Subvention Fund. I will simply make reference to the comments. One of the few Delta bright spots, the 2010 Public Policy Institute of California publication comparing futures for the Delta noted, the Delta Levy Subventions Program in particular has significantly reduced levy failures and is the most important state investment in Delta levies today. It's still true 5 years later, and moreover, it's one of the few Delta programs that have shown tangible results. This program should be, there should be no sunset any longer. It's effective. And I would ask for your aye vote.
I feel I've heard this bill before, but probably because we've been in office together all these years. So, let's open it up, first of all, for see if there's any comments by your witness next to you, and then we'll open it up for questions.
Thank you, Madam Chairman, members. Bob Reeb with Reeb Government Relations on behalf of the California Central Valley Flood Control Association. Just very briefly, this is a program that's a state-local partnership. The local agencies put the first $1,000 per levy mile into the program, and the state after that shares on a 75-25 basis. It's worked tremendously well. Most of the levies, project and non-project levies in the Delta now meet the Public Law 8499 standard, which is a federal standard, which means that the area qualifies for the hazard mitigation program. If a levy fails, the federal government will come in and assist not only in the flood fight, but in recovery efforts. Contrast that with the levies of the state plan of flood control in the Sacramento Valley, where approximately 70% have been decertified from that and are no longer eligible for the HMP program. And so this is very successful. In fact, we'd like to see it expanded at some point, and we would ask for an aye vote.
All right. Questions by members for the author or the witness? Any questions? Senator Jackson.
Just one question. There's been a sunset on this for a number of years. Why has there been a sunset? What's been the concern?
The recognition of the importance of the levies has taken, I'd say, probably 10 to 15 years to realize. And the program itself has changed. The recognition that what was originally a 50-50 split was not bringing forward the local communities to the extent that they could. So we changed one of the iterations
a few years
was
ago
to change 75-25. I think when we make those kinds of changes, let's say it was a good idea to sort of take a look at it, see if it works. And we've had a number of situations like that along the way, and sunsets have been fine. But I think what is important to understand is now most people understand, most members understand, that these are long-term projects, that this notion of, you know, every couple of years changing things was fine when the basic tenets of the bill were changing, of the guidelines were changing. But once we have established that 75-25 works and that this program is good, as the evidence shows, it's time to just consider it a permanent part of the necessary upkeep of the levees in the Delta.
Senator Waiso, you had a question.
Yes, thank you. Good morning. And this is an important bill, but recognizing the need to improve the levees in California that we all know are in desperate need of help. The question is, where do the 75% of the funds, the 75 of the funds come from? What's the budget source, or what has been the traditional budget source to pay for the 75%?
These are bond funds, and they are repaid, of course, through the general fund in terms of interest.
So since the inception of the program, they've been bond funds.
Yeah, basically.
So this is, the burden is being put on general fund for this.
In order to repay the bonds.
Debt service. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And going forward into the future, it's going to be tied to a bond.
It may be, but I think the recognition of the importance of the levies is clear now. And what needs to happen is there be a long-term strategy for the levies that are essential to providing the water to the pumps and making certain that the system survives. At the moment, for the last 15 years, we've used bond funds for the state portion, repaid through, and that they, of course, are repaid through general fund. But I think in the long term, as the Delta Stewardship Council looks at an overall plan for which levies, when, and how we're going to maintain our investment, I think it may be necessary for general fund. That hasn't existed.
Looking at the information, I wasn't able to find out in terms of how much money the state has put into the levee repairs and in conjunction with locals. We don't really have, or I can't come up with, a sum. And we have a program that's been going on for pretty much since the existence of the state. But this particular law.
It's an excellent question.
Yeah.
We may not have the information today, but that's something that has to be addressed in appropriations. And we'll make a note of that for Senator Lara and the appropriations.
And for the purposes of supporting this bill today, because I want to be supportive, mm-hmm. I think... You know, because I had the same question as Senator Jackson, why undo the sunset? I think that's an important question, especially given, you know, a program that's being devised as we speak. We have, in other words, what's the budget needs well into the future? I think having some kind of control or legislative control in terms of how the legislature allocates monies for these projects in the future is going to be very important. So that I see that as just some leverage that the legislature can have in wanting to make that decision into the future, whether we continue to invest in it's going to need to happen. I think the legislature is going to need to be there, but in the manner that we do is going to be very important. And also to just bring attention to the fact that, you know, we always have this conversation about how the Delta is important to all of California, mm-hmm. and how we often have these debates on you know, the Delta being a local problem more than a state problem. It is a state problem, and it's evidenced by the fact that everybody in the state is contributing to keeping the Delta healthy through the investments from the general fund into the Delta. And I think that generally we need to remind the public and the legislature that that is happening and that we are contributing, even from as far as San Diego. All of us need to support the levee improvements, and that we are supporting the levee improvements. So for those reasons today, I think I would like to, in the future, get some further information and understand what is the plan of attack, what's our strategy, how are we going to pay for it going to the future, and having some kind of mechanism that's tied to our ability to influence that, I think it's going to need to be addressed by this legislature. I'm going to support it today. Of course, you, early in the year, you deserve our support to work on such an important goal as this. But, you know, we also are going to need some answers as to, ensuring that, you know, we're making the proper investments and that we're making progress and ensuring that the levies are protected. Anyway, thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, Senator Hueso. Yes, Senator Stone first.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman and Senator Wolf. Thank you for bringing this forward. I also concur with many of the comments that were just mentioned and recognize the important significance of the levy system throughout the state of California. And my questions were going to be pretty much the same as Senator Hueso's as far as what are the past costs been to the state of California. And has this season, where we've seen, thank heavens, an abundance of rain, does that impact the levee maintenance that goes on? Does it make it more expensive in wet years like we're having now? Or is it pretty much a constant maintenance fee?
Back to the question of how much money we think has been expended, it's probably somewhere between 200 and 300 million. And the oversight over that comes through the budget and it comes through the Appropriations Committee. And that's always been an issue as we move forward each time, making sure that there's sufficient funding for the very great backlog of projects that exist. As to your question, I think this has been a very successful program. And one of the things we're going to see is how successful it has been as the rain returns. It's important to note that given the numbers of miles of levees, that it's going to take quite a bit to get ahead of this. That's why it's what the state is involved in currently is trying to figure out where the most important areas of investment have to be from a state perspective as well as a local perspective. The needs far outweigh the amount of money and the amount of investment. And that's, again, something that we work on year after year after year.
Mm-hmm. Has there been an analysis done, I assume, over the years of areas of the levee that need fortification? One of the biggest fears is certainly that we all have is a large earthquake that could cause significant devastation to the levee. Are there areas that are more important than others that not only you maintain, but you continue to fortify as a prophylaxis to a earthquake that could be
disastrous? Yes, Madam Chair, if I may, Madam Chair, the levees these levees and the levees in the state plan of flood control are evaluated and inspected twice a year. And any erosion sites, rodent sites, encroachments are noted and they are dealt with in this program, which, by the way, is overseen by the Department of Water Resources in conjunction with the Department of Fish and Wildlife. So that's part of it. The other point of distinction here to make in response to Senator Hueso's statement is that while this program pays for both project and non-project levies, the project levies are the responsibility of the state of California. The state, when it accepted the project levies from the federal government back in the 1950s, made assurances to the federal government that the state would operate and maintain the levies within the criteria that were adopted at that point in time. So while it could be argued that some of these levies provide a direct benefit to the local area that is protected by that particular levy, you really have to look at the system as a whole and as a state system where, you know, the weakest link can undo the entire system. And so this program in particular recognizes that state responsibility with the locals performing the work and the inspections under the Corps of Engineers criteria.
I'm comforted to hear that you have this biannual or twice a year examination, making sure that areas that are vulnerable are protected.
Yeah, and in high water events, the Reclamation District personnel are in pickup trucks driving those levees 24/7. In fact, the last two high water events, 1997 and I think 2006, may have been 2007, we had zero levee failures in the Delta. So we're hoping for the same this year as well.
It's important to understand that levees protect, the complexity of the Delta is such that not only do levees protect a water supply that goes to other parts of the state, but in fact protect millions of people that live behind them. So it's really the investment strategy is important, and then an investment strategy, a financing strategy is key. And we're moving toward that. And this is a small piece of that.
Thank you.
I had one comment and would welcome a motion by members, but having served on the Water Parks and Wildlife and now this committee since 2001, we weren't getting the attention of the local governments on the 50-50 match. And then we faced a flood situation and a court decision called the Paterno decision. And because the state is now responsible for the levees, we get 100% of the costs. So I view this as sort of a way to make sure that the local governments are participating in paying that, because that was a huge court decision. We own those levees. A lot of them were haphazardly constructed over the last 150 plus years.
Piles of dirt.
Mm-hmm. Yes, piles of dirt. Yeah. And local land use plannings contributed to the problem of people living adjacent below the level of the levees and the problems. So this brought the local governments in. We were not getting their attention on a 50-50 match. That court case was, when I found out as a Southern California, that we were all on the hook for maintaining those levees whether we wanted to or not, that became even a more important issue. So this is sort of a solution to it. But I think all those questions are good that should be answered in appropriations on ongoing funding for this matching program to maintain the integrity of the levy system. So I'd welcome a motion.
Move the bill.
Move the bill. Thank you very much, Mr. Vidak. Anyone else have a question? Senator Wolk, would you like to close?
Just ask for your aye vote. Thanks for the discussion. Good one.
The motion is due pass to appropriations. Roll call, please.
Senators Pavley.
Aye.
Pavley, aye. Stone. Stone, aye. Allen.
Aye.
Allen, aye. Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Hueso.
Aye.
Hueso, aye. Jackson. Jackson, aye. Monning.
Aye.
Monning, aye. Vidak.
Aye.
Vidak, aye. Wolk.
Aye.
Wolk, aye. That bill's out 9-0.
The motion passes 9-0. The bill will go on to appropriations. Thank you, Senator Wolk. Members, any other comments or questions? The other file item had been pulled, file item one, so that dispenses with our business for the day. Our next hearing will be set in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It'll be an oversight hearing on ocean acidification in 2 weeks, which should be very interesting. It's very timely.
Ocean acidification?
Yes. Meetings adjourned.